So there's one thing that you can do that can really accelerate your activities between now and year end. And let's face it, this is a year where every little bit of sales activities that we can do, the right sales activities, can make a world of difference. Today, we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our 25 Ways to Finish This Crazy Year Stronger webinar. It's going to be taking place this Thursday, October 1st, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, I know a lot of us, we like to procrastinate. I've been guilty of it. So if you plan on joining us, it might be a really good time to go ahead and sign up. I'll be talking about it at the end of the podcast. But if you'd like to go have a look at it right now, feel free to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/strong. Now, one more housekeeping item for you. If you haven't signed up for my free sales tips, please feel free to do that as well. And you can do so by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe. Now that we have gotten all like the foreplay out of the way, enough of that. We've got some stuff here that we got to talk about, and especially coming up on the final quarter and going into that year-end sprint and during a year that's been nothing short of crazy. So today we're going to talk about a little something that can not only help you end the year strong, but it actually could help you begin 2021 even stronger. Now, this is something that everyone has heard of. So this is not going to be something that when I say what it is, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I've never heard of this before. But I'm willing to bet that, yes, you've heard of it, but I'm willing to bet that you're probably not doing that. And isn't there a lot of things like that in sales and in life? We're familiar with it, but that doesn't mean that we're doing it, right? We all know lots of things, but are we doing it? So what I want to talk to you about to get things back on track is this whole business of having an accountability partner. And this is just so important, and you can get a tremendous amount of action items done, and we need to be taking a lot of action. And I also think this is a year where, and I hesitate to say this because I don't want to seem insensitive, but remember, sometimes when I have some of these tough love moments with you guys, I've been guilty of it myself at one point or another. And I know during the pandemic that there's been times where, because it just has thrown us off balance and we're working from home, I think there's times maybe when we haven't given it our all. And again, I'm not accusing you of being a slacker. I'm just saying that there's times, and you can even pull the pandemic out of it. There's just times when we're not performing at our best level. So what I wanted to say here is that, and kind of getting back to, well, I kind of heard of that already, and you might be thinking, well, yeah, duh, accountability partner, who doesn't know about that? But here's kind of the million-dollar question. Are you doing it? Do you have an accountability partner? Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't need an accountability partner. I hold myself accountable. My response to that is, no, you don't. Not at 100% level. Nobody does. Seriously, you could point to any top performer, and I'm going to tell you that, yeah, they hold themselves accountable. I'll even go as far as to say that they hold themselves to a higher standard than the other 99.99% of the sales population. But they are cutting themselves breaks here and there, as you do, and we all do. I mean, there's not going to be anybody there to say to you, well, you promised that you were going to do 100 calls this week, and yeah, you did 85. You're going to let yourself off the hook. I mean, you might be a little shitty about it, or you might say, okay, well, next week I got to do, you know, maybe a few more. But most people, it's like, all right, well, you know, things happen. I got busy. I had a thing. So, you know, this whole business of holding yourself accountable, I think you absolutely should. But why not look at this differently instead of looking at it, well, which is better, having someone else holding me accountable or holding myself accountable? I think that's the wrong question to ask. How about the idea of an accountability partner complementing the fact that you hold yourself accountable? Now, some of you might also be thinking, yeah, that's not so much me, Castain. My boss holds me accountable. Your boss actually holds you accountable for, I'm willing to bet, more the numbers and possibly some of the required activities that you're supposed to be doing to get to the numbers. But usually they're not holding you accountable to all the things that someone else outside of your boss would be holding you accountable for. And then there's the whole business of, if your boss is responsible for multiple sales reps, how's that working out for you? I mean, are they really holding you accountable for every action item that you really should be doing? Or is it more the bottom line where it's, okay, well, how many appointments did you set? How many proposals did you generate? You guys know the drill. You've been through it every single month since you started selling. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can do this. And the thing that I want you to realize, I mean, you can go out and hire a coach like me. And yes, that will cost you money, but it doesn't have to. This is something that you can do, and you can form a mutual agreement with someone where you're going to hold each other accountable. You're going to hold each other accountable. That's why it'd be great if you had someone else on your team that understands your world. So here is a really simple format, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of you are going to be shocked this week, and I shouldn't open my mouth, because every time I open my mouth, I'm wrong about this. But this is going to be a much shorter podcast this week. Now watch, it's going to go into overtime. We're going to be at 50 minutes like we're always doing. So I'm going to try not to be as long-winded, because I actually want you to get out and do this shit and not sit around and listen to me all day. So a really simple format. Number one, you structure a call with an accountability partner once a week, and you have it where it is a 15-minute call. Remember, every single week, consistency, especially in sales, is critical. Just like, you know, we don't want to, with our cold calling, do a few calls today, we skip a week or two, then we do a bunch of calls in 3 weeks from now, then we lose 6 weeks, and we do. You need consistency, because you need to be showing up in your prospect's world consistently. But it's the same thing here. It's, you're not going to make progress going to the gym with the same type of mindset, right? So what we want to do here is have it where it's once a week. It's going to be a 15-minute call. Now, you want to have a rule for this call. And by the way, this is the same rule I have when I teach sales managers on the topic of having a kick-ass sales meeting, which, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that's one of my favorite rants. Most sales meetings are anything but kick-ass. They suck. Seriously, they do. I got to listen to Bob go through his numbers and his projections and everything and all this other nonsense that could have been an email. So there's really not a lot of value usually for sales reps. So this is the same thing that I teach sales leadership to do when they're having a meeting. But you have a very simple rule. You begin and you end on time. Because remember, my theory about game time being selling time, it's for playing the game. It's for selling. It's not talking about the game. Being real philosophical about the game, preparing to play the game, pissing and moaning about the game, learning about the game. I mean, it's for playing the effing game, especially in a year where every second counts right now. We are into crunch time right now. So every second is going to count. So rule number one, you start and you end on time. Now, you also want to stick to the topics that you guys agree on, which are usually going to be your action items. This, yeah, it's great to have goals, don't get me wrong, and you could have the goals there, but this has to be action-based. I'm going to do these things. Hold me accountable for it. What are you doing? What's your action items that you're going to be doing between now and next Monday when we talk again? Great. I'm going to hold you accountable for that. But in order to keep this on track, you might want to consider using a concept that we refer to as the parking lot. And you could use this with any meeting, any kind of a meeting that you're having, a parking lot. When you're going off topic, and if it's especially something that's important, because that's where it gets really, really sensitive in a way. Because, well, we really need to be talking about this, but we've only allotted so much time today. And this damn meeting that was going to be 15 minutes is going to turn into 45. And you don't want to do that. Again, especially during crunch time at year end. We've got to make every second count. So with a parking lot, what you do is you very politely just kind of, you know, say at the end, you know, hear the person out, don't interrupt them, and say, well, this is a really important topic. You know, unfortunately, we only allotted so much time today. Should we put this in the parking lot and attack this topic as priority number one in our meeting next Monday or next week or, you know, whatever, offline? So that's one of the ways that you can keep it on track. So rule number one, you start and you end on time. It's a 15-minute meeting, and you're not allowing any tangents. Now, what you're going to do during this meeting, again, number one, action, this is agenda item number one that you have to do, is in whatever order you want to go. If you're always going to go first and your accountability partner second, you can work that out and figure that out on your own. But the very first thing is you're going to review the action items from the prior week's call. This way, there's no hiding. There's no, again, we're getting caught up in a bunch of foreplay here, and we're just, yeah, oh yeah, we're out of time. And hey, what good is that? You just wasted 15 minutes and nobody got called out. Nobody got an attaboy or attagirl or whatever. I mean, it's just, you're better off doing nothing, right? Because at least you'd have your 15 minutes. So you're going to review those action items from the prior week's call, and then you will never end that call. You will never leave the scene of one of those meetings without getting the action verbs going, without creating a mutually agreed upon action item list. Now, some things I want you to think about. Well, in fact, let me give you an example. Again, we're not going to get into things, especially because it's year end, where we're getting into pie in the sky shit, or we're getting into a big overall goal. You know, I'm going to make President's Club by the end of the year. We're really not getting into that. We're more getting into the action items that we need to do every single day, and in this case, a weekly summary of those items and a weekly plan of those items going forward so that we can get to that end point. So an example, let's just say we're winding up the call, and here I am, I'm hanging out with my buddy Pete, who's going to hold me accountable. Okay, Pete, here's what I'm going to do over the next week. I'm going to reach out to X amount of people over on LinkedIn. I'm also going to send 20 embedded video emails. Now, just side note, you guys know that I've been talking a lot about these because they really work well, especially with the pandemic. An embedded video email is, I use an app, it's free. You guys would think that like I have some kind of deal with them because I'm always mentioning them, but they're offering something for free. They also have a paid version, but being that they're nice enough to do it, I want to give something back to them. But there's a free app called Vidyard, V-I-D-Y-A-R-D. It's an app right on your smartphone. I shoot a very quick video, and I'm calling my prospect by name. And, you know, I have a little dry erase board that says, you know, hi, John, or hi, Mary, or whatever, hi, Pam. And a little short one-minute video. Some people say 1 to 2 minute video. I like to keep it more under a minute, 58, 59-second type of thing. And then what this app will do is it will embed it into an email that you send a potential client. And what's nice about it, this I've been teaching this actually since it was either 2016 or 2017. And even still, a lot of people aren't getting these. So it's still a novelty for your prospect to get something like this. But anyway, back to the action items. I'm going to send 20 of these embedded video emails, and I'm going to make 100 cold calls over the next week. But you guys get the deal, and there may be more things on here or whatever. But with the accountability partner, there's some things that I want you to think about and do. Number one, you're going to keep each other in check with the activity, but there's kind of two sides to this. Number one, the level of activity. And this is something that I do with my coaching clients. And if ever I were to talk to you about my coaching program, this is kind of part of the quote-unquote pitch, right? When I'm taking you through the structure of our coaching calls, one of the things I always promise my clients that I'm going to do is that the accountability will begin with when they tell me about the level of activity they plan on having over the next 2 weeks until our next coaching call, because I do it every 2 weeks with my clients. So in other words, if I think you're going too light on the activity, and let's just say, you know, let's just kind of get away from the coaching thing and get back to this accountability call. And let's just say that, all right, we agree, we're going to have these calls once. I would do it once a week. Don't do it every 2 weeks, like the coaching calls I was talking about. This right now, it's crunch time. Every single week, you've got to stay on track. So let's just say at the end of the call, I'm your accountability partner, and you say to me, all right, over the next week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, clean up a few things with my CRM. And that's it. My job is to call you the hell out on that, because, I mean, my response is going to be, well, what are you doing with the other 39 hours, right? Or the other, you know, 50 hours a week? Are you kidding me? This is why you have an accountability partner? You want me to wipe your ass for you too? I mean, seriously, what are we talking about here? That's comical. That's ridiculous. But I'm not, and I'm being very dramatic right now in the podcast, just trying to put a little bit of humor in here. I would never talk to someone at that level, but my tone might be very close to it. And that is part of why you have an accountability partner. I have some of that tough love. But the opposite is also true. If I see that you've got this ridiculous amount of effort here, where you're not going to be able to have a life, you're not going to have any kind of balance, and it's just the equivalent of having to run, you know, 30-second miles for the next, you know, 7 days, I'm also going to call you out on that too. Because here's my theory, gang. I would rather you did three things incredibly well than you tell me 12 action items and you only get to maybe two of those and you feel like shit when it comes time to get on that call again. And I'm going to make a bet right now and a prediction with you. If you have a relationship with somebody in coaching, with an accountability partner, whoever it is, but kind of that accountability thing, and you are consistently not hitting the mark, how long are you going to want to continue those calls? Because I'm telling you, subconsciously, you're going to be thinking, oh man, you know, I feel like crap. You know, I didn't do it. You're gonna feel like a loser every Monday at 9:15 when you have your call or whatever the hell it is. So my thing is that we have to hold each other accountable on the levels of activities and the extreme levels. If it's too light, well, you know, and you could say it kinder than I did. Hey, okay, great. You know, I see you have two action items on here, but you know, you said to me you wanted to do A, B, and C. You know, what else could we add to that list so that we have a really good week, so that when we get on that call again, you can hold your head up high and feel like, you know, I kicked ass this week, man. I broke a sweat. I got that uniform dirty. So that's what we're talking about. And then, of course, the opposite end of that, we definitely don't want to do, where it's just we're going, you know, at it too aggressively. Haven't we've seen people like this before, and maybe even someone we know intimately like ourselves, where it's almost, I see that a lot of the time at the beginning of the year with quote unquote New Year's resolutions. People come out and they feel great and they have all this piss and vinegar and they just come out of the gate sprinting And then it's like that tortoise hair thing, right? They're just, next thing you know, my fat ass is passing them, right? Like if you watched Office Space, it's the old man in the walker is like going past them in the traffic jam. That's what kind of happens. So you want to watch that. Now, the other thing, too, is that the accountability partner also, obviously, keeps their partner in check with the execution of these action items. Because see, this right there is where a lot of things fail. A lot of goals fail. A lot of promises and commitments and aspirations fail because of failure to execute. When I talk about, I call it the accelerated performance framework. There are three components of it. And we've done several podcasts on this. And we always say that the very first thing is the mindset, right? I'm not going to go through great detail here, but the mindset. But then you need information, right? You need to know how to do something better. Heck, you're on this podcast right now, I would think, not because I'm overly entertaining, but because you want to learn something. You want to be able to have some new ideas and tools to get out there and have a better week than you had the week before. But most people stop there. They have a great mindset, and they're consuming a lot of these podcasts, a lot of blog posts, a lot of LinkedIn posts, and they are failing on the third and most important component, and that's action and execution. And that is the beautiful thing about having the accountability partner, because they aren't going to let you off the hook. Now, the other thing, too, is that an accountability partner, and a lot of people don't do this, and when I've worked with coaching clients who have had other coaches, I say this to them in terms of, you know, how I'm going to work with them, but also I encourage them to get, you know, have another accountability partner, you know, someone else that's at the peer level with you and hold each other accountable. But this is the part that a lot of people say, oh, wow, and I see the light bulb go off. You know, part of your job as an accountability partner is to get the other person's back in terms of the areas that they're looking to improve upon. For example, let's just say right now, one of the areas that you flag for improvement that you tell your accountability partner about, hey, look, we're heading into the fourth quarter. I'm going to have a lot of deals right now that are on the line and it's going to come down to the wire, and buyers know this. So I'm going to need to get better at negotiation. Well, okay, if you're that person's accountability partner, aside from, you know, keeping them in check with activity and execution, you want to also get their back and seek out resources for them. You know, how cool would it be if now you had somebody that went back to you and said, oh, by the way, you know, I came across this crazy dude, Paul Castain, that on his website did an entire podcast on that topic or whatever, or, you know, somebody else's podcast, or, you know, here's, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but over on Amazon, there's a really cool book that was done on the topic of negotiation or whatever. So you guys get the point, but that's part of the other thing that you want to do. But here's a couple of things that I want to say in closing. Number one, the idea of facing someone who isn't going to put up with your bullshit, and especially your bullshit excuses, because we've got a lot of them, folks. We really do. And I am not saying we to be cute here and make it sound like, oh, wow, he's trying, you know, he wants to be inclusive. I am saying we because I catch myself saying bullshit excuse, you know, telling myself bullshit excuses. But the beautiful thing is, I can tell you what, my coach, and yeah, I have a coach after how many years in sales right now? I probably should like lower my voice when I say this. After 37 years of selling, and those of you who don't know me, I've actually been selling right out of high school. I was in sales working with my dad and then had my own business early on and so on and so on. So you really need someone who isn't going to put up with your bullshit excuses. Someone who's willing to give you tough love, but not be an ass about it. But also, too, this isn't all about somebody calling you out and somebody having the balls to say, oh, come on, man, you know, you're better than that, and give you the kind of locker room talk and slap you into shape. I mean, sometimes you just need a reminder and somebody who cares about you, and you need a reminder of the bigger goal that you're trying to hit. How about a little bit of encouragement? Or how about, you know, a lot of the time we talk about, you know, being at the gym and having that person that says, you know, one more rep. Come on, one more. That kind of thing. Having that person there, and those of you who have done that, you know that maybe you were able to do, you know, a few more pounds, a weight, or, you know, another rep, or a few more reps, or you pushed yourself because you had somebody there cheering you on, but not allowing you to slack. So here's your assignment, folks. I want to make sure that you aren't just consuming this. If you buy into this concept of an accountability partner, I'm really hoping that you do. We're on year end. There is just no room and no time to screw around. We lost time this year. And even if you feel that, no, I'm going to end the year pretty strong, you need to put yourself in a position that not only that you're able to begin 2021 stronger, I want to say something to you that might scare you, and I hope it does. Seriously, I hope it does. Not in a way that ruins your day or upsets your stomach or you know, you're sitting here and you get an ulcer over it, or you have to go and slam down a bourbon. And if you do, slam it down with me, because I've been enjoying bourbon lately. You know, I'm kind of a, you know, a superstitious guy. And, you know, there's a part of me that says, hey, you know, am I in a position to absorb another hit if we go into another lockdown scenario, or if the numbers go and spike again, or if the economy takes a shit, or whatever, any number of scenarios. So when I can get out there and really make it happen, I want to hit it extra hard. So this way, if it happens again, I have more padding than I did last time. Now, I was in good shape going into this, but I mean, do you think anybody in their right mind in sales would be, no, I actually had too much opportunity going into the pandemic? I mean, every one of us wishes that we had a few more deals in the pipeline. Or maybe, you know, we had had a few more deals that were sold prior to that. So I want to make sure that you're in a much stronger position going forward. And look, nothing goes down. You get to say that, you know, Castain was crying wolf and I'm making more money, right? Like, what an awful thing that Paul Castain did here by scaring me into selling more and providing for my family. So your assignment, I want you to decide if this is for you, doing this accountability thing. And I don't want you procrastinating. Make a decision. This isn't, I'm not asking you, hey, do you want to buy a house? Right? This isn't, we're not talking about a mortgage here. We're talking about a very simple decision. Don't you dare leave this podcast and go consume something else until you take action. Because this action could actually change your life. It could change how you end the year, how you begin next year, how well positioned you are if another lockdown happens. And then what I want you to do, if you decide you're going to do this, you know, have a talk with somebody about becoming mutual accountability partners. Send this podcast along to them, because I've laid out a format, and it'd be great if they were on the same page as you. And then follow the guidelines that I've laid out in this podcast. Now, this is also going to segue now into that webinar that I'm doing this Thursday. But, you know, as far as this accountability thing goes, we're going to be going into it a lot deeper. I'm going to be spending a little more time during the webinar that we're doing this week, how to finish this crazy year stronger. It's going to go down this Thursday, October 1st, from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Eastern Time. As always, if you can't join us live, I record these webinars, every one of them. I've been recording them since 2012. I will forward it along to you. And sometimes people are like, yeah, but, you know, if I'm not on it live, I can't ask you questions. Who says? You know, one of the things, and I say it in every one of my webinars, one of the things that makes me different is that I understand if you attend live, that some of your best questions might come after the webinar. If that's the case, I want you to email me. I'm going to be available. I'm not going to go running off with the money. Yeah, sorry, man. That deal is done. I don't even want to know you until the next webinar. I don't operate that way. So, but the thing is, not only are we going to be taking a deeper dive into this accountability partner thing, I'm actually going to give you a few really important assignments for you and your accountability partner. And are you ready for this? This is gold, what I'm going to say. Seriously, this is gold. I'm actually going to pair you up with an accountability partner right from the webinar. It's going to be someone else who's attending the webinar. It's not going to be your competitor, so you don't have to worry about that. I kind of, you know, every once in a while I try to have a freaking brain here and do something somewhat intelligent, right? I mean, I don't know. My wife feels differently, but every once in a while I try to do, you know, like, avoid dopey shit. So it's not going to be your competitor, and we're going to pair you up with someone. And the reason why I'm doing it is because after the webinar is when you're going to be at your most vulnerable point. When you're on that webinar with me, I'm not a real rah-rah type of guy, but if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm not a low-energy guy. I'm going to give you a lot of actionable advice. But the one thing I can't do is make you do it. And again, we're in a year where you just don't have the wiggle room. So I want to make sure you actually do the action items. I mean, what a radical concept. So I'm going to put you in with one of your peers, someone else who's had, you know, the whole webinar experience with you, and you can hold each other accountable. So if you'd like to learn more, simply go to yoursalesplaybook.com/strong. yoursalesplaybook.com/strong. Now, if that doesn't do it for you, and you liked what I was saying about a coach holding you accountable, if you'd like to explore my coaching program, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Sign up for our free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe.